RSM Central's Form Express.
Looking forward to Tassie time a little later on as well. Simon Woodhouse, the CEO of the Jack Jumpers that made a pretty handy debut in the NBL pre-season competition anyway, will be joining myself and Steve Old. But let's find you a winner in all three codes today. Here's what Dean Lester had to say regarding his best bets at Sandown on the Lakeside track.
I'm hoping that spinning's the best, Michael. Race 3, number 4. The best value is race 7, number 10, Orlando Grove. The quaddie, first leg 2-3-4, second leg 2-3-6-10-11, third leg 3-4-5-10, and the last leg 6-7-11-13. And just a parlay for me, all up the win, race 3, number 4, spinning, and a win, race 5, number 3, Queen Adele.
Talking about Dean Lester's best bet in spinning, of course, spinning is trained by Tom Dabernick.
I think sort of spinning with that drop back in class, which you touched on, she's very fit. I'm pretty confident with her.
Here's Maddie Brown, who was also pretty keen on Swindon Lass's chances in race 4.
Look, I thought she'd come up probably a bit over the odds. I know she's been in work a long time, and she's sort of obviously got to bounce back off a good run through the spring. But yeah, she brings her best. Like, I think she's a terrific chance. I was shocked when they opened up 750. I expect to sort of open up equal favourite, but anyway, hopefully you can get the job done and the people that get the price get a result.
Here's Troy Corstens talking about the chances of Maid of Iron.
Step up with suitor today to the 2100. She was really unlucky cup week. She's come on since that, and I think she can run a really good race today.
Racing at Rose Hill this afternoon in Sydney. Shane Montgomery, good morning to you. Take it away with your better bets and a quaddie, please.
All right then, Gareth. I thought race 6, number 5, Too Much Caviar was worth a bet. He's a very lively race 4-year-old. Made his own luck when he led throughout at Randwick last start. He's drawn the inside gate today. I think they'll try and lead it all the way again. I'm hoping the best all days in race 3, number 11, Comrade Rosa. Responsible for a most impressive winning debut at Kembla last start. She didn't have every chance at all, but she kept trying and she gave the impression she could go on with it at her next start. That's race 3, number 11, Comrade Rosa. In the quaddie in the first leg, in saddlecloth order, 2-3-4-7. The second leg, 2-5-8-13. The third leg, 3-4-5-12. And in the final leg, 4-5-10-11.
Good on you, Shane. Good luck, mate.
Thanks, Gareth. Bye-bye.
Howard Walter joins us to preview that meeting at Doomben this afternoon in Queensland. Good morning to you, Howard, or afternoon Howdy. These days.
Yeah. Howdy, Gareth. How are you going?
Good, thanks, mate. Take it away with your best bets and a quaddie as well, please.
Well, two horses I'm going to talk about. They're stable mates. They're the in races where they're the rougher of the two stable mates and the other stable mate's favourite, if you understand what I'm trying to say. So I'm opposing the shorter price stable mate. Race 6, number 7, Phantom Court. This horse maps to get a very good run in the first three. There's no pace. 2 kilos off for Jaden Lloyd. Carried just the 52. Had one start at the trip and was winning. Now, last start, the fancy stablemate Danezel beat at home, but that was at Eagle Farm on a firmer surface. This track's going to have just a little bit of sting out of it. So I thought race 6, 7, Phantom Court could turn the tables there. Danezel's also on trial at the mile. And then in race 8, number 12, Tick Top Boom. Look, the punters latched onto him first up and second up, but the way he raced, he definitely looked in need of the run. Third up, which was his most recent start, went second. Very brave on the pace. Samantha Collett rode him there. She's on a board again today. He was a sitting shot. He was in front till very late. So I think he's ready now. And his fancy stable mate, Smart Star Prince, hasn't raced for 7 weeks, hasn't raced at Doomben, and strikes me as a big tracker. So I thought Tick Top Boom might be the better suited there from the David Van Dyke stable from Barrier 1, race 8, number 12, Tick Tock Boom. As far as the quaddie goes, Gareth, start off with 1-2-9-11-13, into 4-7-8, into 4-6-7-14, into 3-12-15-16.
All right, mate, good luck. Thanks for that, Howard.
Cheers.
Nadia Horn's down the form for us at Strathalbyn in South Australia. Hello to you, Nadia. Do you like this card this afternoon?
I don't mind it, Gareth. Good afternoon to you and good afternoon, everybody. Look, we'll kick things off in race 4. Number 3, Itchy Band Sam. Now, he's been well in the market at both runs his preparation, and I really feel he's just needed that to get him right. Look, his best form is over 2,000 metres plus, and he's been, as I mentioned, well in commission at both of his starts over the shorter journeys. A lot thought that his class would just simply get him through, but the way that he's been attacking the line late gives that indication that, you know, they've gone in with him quite underdone and they're racing him into peak fitness. He gets into this race today up to 1,600 metres. He showed first up that he'd come back well. He had the fourth best last 200 metre close for the entire program. And in this race today, he does get a beautiful run up on speed. So I reckon he's the one to beat in what doesn't look to be a very strong maiden at all in race four. Number three, Itchy Band Sam. He's a horse who went around in, you know, stakes races through the Adelaide Carnival, through the Derby and the lead up the Chairman. So he does have a massive class edge. We'll go to race six for the next tip. And I do think number five, Lady Pavlichenko, is the one to beat here. She's had one run back from a break that was in a city class race. She's a horse who'll be up on speed in this race again today. She'll take a lot of benefit out of that with a step back in grade. That's race six, number five. And the other horse is in race eight. I do like number eight, Kilowatt. And he looks like he's rated to win this race today. He's a nine-year-old. He's got to be another who's up on speed. And his last three runs this prep have been very solid. So the three horses, race four, the three, race six, the five, and race eight, number eight. Quaddy, 1.78 first leg, 1.25 the second, 2.368.11 in the third leg, and 1.6 in the last.
Good on you, Nadia. Good luck.
Thanks, Gareth.
Peter Athanas joins us. Of course, they've got their biggest meeting in Perth on Saturday with the Railway Stakes meeting, but they've got a meeting at Belmont on a Wednesday, and we need to find a winner before Saturday in the West. Hello to you, Pete.
Yeah, g'day, Gareth.
You were keen on a two-year-old for the Caseys in race number two there at Belmont, and it opened up at $1.70. It's drifted slightly. Is it too short for you to play?
Yeah, too short for me. I was really hoping for about $2.50. I thought maybe we might get a little bit lucky with Wuhan Warrior in the race, but they're $2 each, so that's not exactly good value from a punting perspective at this stage, Gareth. But there's a couple of bets on this card that I'm pretty keen to have. We start off in race six. Go Forward had its second start for the Ganjimis there on Melbourne Cup Day at Ascot and completely exploded, recorded a massive PB for the horse. It just has to basically reproduce anything approaching that, and it should be winning this race. Not exactly sure what the track does. I'm expecting it plays even, but Go Forward at $3.30, if it can reproduce what it did last start, it's a genuine $2 shot. So, look, it's a pretty decent bet there and in race six. And then we'll have a small bet in race seven. I just heard Simon Miller was giving Above the Peg a little bit of a push.
Yes.
I'm happy to have something small on Above the Peg and West River Miracle in that race. West River Miracle was just enormous there, first up for Annie King. Got right back in the field and was making some really good late ground going through the line. If they're closing off on the day, I want to be more with it. But if they're just holding their position there up on speed, then Above the Peg is going to be a pretty difficult horse to get past. And they're both around that $8.59 mark.
All right, then. So a little bit of value there at Belmont on a Wednesday afternoon. Just quickly, with the barrier draws out for the Railway Stakes now and the WA Guineas, is it going to be the Bob Peters, Grant and Alana Williams and William Pike show?
It certainly appears that way. I would say Western Empire in the Railway is probably the better chance, so to speak, at the shorter quote. But look, Treasured Star, really. I mean, if it beats the Zoom there on Melbourne Cup Day and the Burgess Queen, what price is it in this event? I mean, look, they really look very difficult to beat. And so we'll be looking for a few of the other races to play on the day, I think.
All right, looking forward to hearing what you have to say about those races on a Saturday afternoon at Ascot on Railway Stakes Day. Good on you, Pete.
Go well, Gareth.
There's Peter Anthonis. Bear Robertson. Richie Robertson joins us here on RSN Central to help us back a winner at Launceston tonight. Hello, Rich.
G'day, Gareth. How are you, mate?
I am very well. Where do we start with your specials?
We're going to start early in the night. Race one, number five, Chosen Eagles. We've got the Brendan McCool, Adam Trinder combination. They're striking at around 40%. I think the bookies got it wrong. They opened up $3.60, got smashed into around $2.10, $2.20 now. So I just think he sits on the pace and he's probably too far in front of the turn of the main danger in Broadway Babe. So I think Brennan and Trinder will get us off to a good start.
All right, then where do we go?
We're going to wait a little bit later in the night. Race 8, number 6, Queen Ladiva. Scotty Brunton trained. Just think straight to the front. If she runs up to her weight for age run at the start here, when she ran third, she should be winning this. She's fitter. She's fourth up, four wins over the mile. I just think Georgie Catania goes straight to the front and just run him along, and I don't think the other horses will get nearer, to be honest.
All right, mate. So you've got a couple of specials there today. Are they the only two races you're playing in?
Oh, I just think early in the night, if you probably follow Trinder,
yes,
there's a chance to win race two. I think with the scratchings in the main three-year-old race, I think one of Trinder's horses will be winning that. So I think early in the night, if you follow Adam Trinder horses, you'll be finishing in front and finish in race eight with the Scotty Brunton train, Queen Ladiva, and you'll make a good profit.
Just quickly, got about 10 seconds before the Meadows. The Newmarket winner was impressive.
The Goodwood Handicap.
Goodwood, I should say.
Yep. Very, very impressive. So it's going to be very hard to beat the Newmarket in a couple of weeks.
And beyond, I think he's only lost once, and that was at Caulfield in a strong race. So, and beyond, he's definitely a horse to follow there going forward. Definitely. We'll be getting on for the Newmarket. I think the wraps are right, Bear. Good on you, mate.
Yeah, cheers, mate. Have a good
day. There's Bear, same to you. There's Bear Robertson there. Georgie Ferrugia joins us to continue on our Form Express. Georgie, have you found a winner at the Meadows for the remainder of that program?
Yeah, we have, Gareth, and good afternoon. Race 8, number 2, Hamilton, Gareth, at around the each-way quote here, really impressive dog who, barring injury, Gareth, will be racing in the Australian Cup Series in February. I mean, he was second in the Great Chase behind Ridge, and his trainer, Richard Hill, is just nursing him along nicely. He faces another test today. He's up against Fernando Caz, but I think he's up to it, and I think he'll win today. His recent wins at Cranbourne come in good time, and the greyhound he beat has gone on to win a nice race at Sandown more recently. So now with that, we've sufficiently run out of brown paper for the wrap that we've given him. Hopefully, he does the right thing for us, Gareth. Race 8, number 2. Quaddy numbers 2, 5 and 7 into 2, 3, 7 and 8. Into 1, 4, 5 and 8, into 1 and 2. We're going to have a look at Bendigo as well, Gareth. There's Ballarat tomorrow instead of today. There's two that I like. Race 1, number 3, Mechanical. Showed nice form in his first couple of starts, and he should be winning here. And race 2, number 4, Michaela's Diva. Got enough early speed, I think, to take the lead and be very hard to beat. Quaddy numbers there, Gareth. 1, 6 and 8, into 1, 2, 3 and 6. Into 1, 4, 5 and 6, into 1, 7 and 8 to bring us home.
And there's been a few well back too for the heats of the TAB Melbourne Cup on Friday night, Georgie.
Oh, absolutely. We're going to chat about that pretty shortly, Gareth. But the one that has certainly been backed is Western Weblec Blazer. Sorry, so we'll have a big dissect of that race.
All right, mate. Looking forward to that. Good on you, Georgie.
No worries, mate.
There's George Ferrugia there. Dan Malecki joins us to preview Melton. Oh, not Melton, Ballarat tonight. Melton on Friday and Saturday night. Looking forward to those two meetings. Hello to you, Dan.
Yeah, thank you, Gareth. Yeah, don't get me confused. I've been sitting at a lot of race meetings and a lot of fields, and I don't know where I am at the moment.
So you're heading to Ballarat down the highway, Dan. Where do we start with your best bets, please?
I thought the best was race 8, number 5, Triple Z. And each way I thought race 7, number 9, Southern Burgundy. It actually surprised me to see it's $7 or $7.50 fixed odds at the moment. I've got it marked a lot shorter than that. So race 8, number 5, my best. I actually had race 7, number 9 as my best, but I've swapped it around to an each way play now because of the value. The quaddy, first leg 4, 5 and 8. Second leg 1, 4 and 11. Third leg 6 and 9. And the fourth leg, I guess for some insurance, because it is the fourth leg, you might want to get that extra bit of value. 2, 5 and 11. Otherwise, just take the 5-1 out on the last leg.
Good on you, Dan. Looking forward to a comprehensive preview of Breeders' Crown Weekend on Greenlight on tomorrow.
Yeah, I've done the form. A lot to look forward to.
Looking forward to
it. We'll pull it apart tomorrow. Look forward to it.
Thanks for that. There's Dan Malecki there. That is our Form Express.